This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Mega massive Trump news that's about to break. I am right down the street from the White House. Owen Troyer and my son Rex Jones, now a man, 18 years, are out there fighting hard. We got big news, ladies and gentlemen. And so this is very exciting. Ezra Levant is coming up about 15 after. Let's go back to your calls right now. My wife is calling me, so I'm on the phone using that. Taylor in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I'm the breathwork guy that you said you would do a half-hour segment with. Before
we do. We want to get you on soon. That's why we're going to start. Yes, sir. We want to get you on.
Yes, sir. All right. What I want to say real quick was I think that the left is, because the left, obviously, what they are, what they're aligned with, and that God creates itself and evil destroys itself. I feel like the left is winding up their people. They projected this win so that when Trump does win on the day of the eclipse, December 14th, when that all gets sorted out, I feel like it's just going to create bedlam in the streets. And that's why I feel like they're going right into the COVID news now to create a lockdown scenario in all those leftist areas to lock those people down, to suppress them even more, so that they go crazy when Trump wins to really stoke the civil war. And I feel like that's really what they set up.
I totally agree with you, sir. What else do you think's coming?
I feel like you were saying about the bio-attack thing. I feel like Just going with God here and looking at the alignments and God's handiwork here. Just look, there's a great conjunction on December 21st, and for me, my heart, I feel like that's going to be they're going to try and do that week from the 14th.
And as you said, the Bible says the evidence of God is in the firmament.
Yes, sir. Psalms 19:1. Yes, sir. I feel like that on December 21st, from all the planets, from what I'm looking at astrologically, because that's just the handiwork of God. I feel like there will be an alignment. On that day, they call it a great conjunction. It doesn't happen often, and it's a massive shift in the consciousness. I feel like there will be a coronal mass ejection on December 21st, and they'll call it a bio attack. And all of the superpowers of the world will point fingers, and then they'll lock their people down, and then we'll really be in this thing.
Well, I'll tell you, I look at the globalists, whether it's Zuckerberg or whether it's – they look scared. Have you noticed that? They look really scared. What are they so scared of?
I feel like they know – they know that God, they are definitely aware of God. Like you said, these people are not atheists. They're just, they have a malalignment or a misalignment, however you want to look at it. But these people are, you know, firmly aware that there is one source of power, and all they can do is manipulate and try to jade the perspective of that power. But they're totally aware. I feel like they're just trying to get as many people as they can to create, you know, their flocks and try to absorb as much energy as they can. While this is their time, this is it. This is their last shot. Like, this is the death throes of pure evil and, you know, in human form. And I think they're fully aware that, you know, love always wins. God always wins. It's just that through these challenges, we cultivate our divine nature. For us to reach heaven, we need these challenges to cultivate that divine nature. And you know, at some level, our enemies are a gift so that we can cultivate this. And this is the challenge. I feel like, you know, the people that are of the spirit of the breath, or however you want to look up at the spirit of Christ, the breath of Christ.
I hear you, sir. Taylor, you make me feel so good. Josh made me feel so good. Nick, what you said is so beautiful, because I just give it to God. You know, I get so upset about this. I feel like I'm not doing enough, but we have to give it to God. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. All right. We got time to jam in one more quick call here. Let's go to, Todd in Texas. Todd, thanks.
Hey, Alex, long-time listener.
Thank you, sir.
Long time as in ACTV prank call days, but this is going to be quite a different. Yeah, this is going to be quite a different call. I saw the live stream that you did with Tim Pohl last night. Was that last
night?
Yes, sir. And to be honest with you, it was kind of sad, man. They didn't get it. You kept referencing Davos and the World Economic Forum, and I think the missing ingredient, why do these globalists look so scared? Is, you know, people don't realize that Paul Krugman and other globalist economics have been forced to admit that globalization hurt America. There's a lot of articles.
Hold on, don't hang up. Don't hang up, Todd. I'm going to come right back to you with a few more callers, Chase and Mark, and then I've got Ezra Levant coming up. We have the big Trump announcement that just happened coming up on the other side back in 60 seconds. NewsWars.com, Band.video, Infowars.com.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support Infowars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Super Male Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't need to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency zone.
President Trump won by a landslide 4 years ago, barely beat the fraud. This time, they froze the election, brought in the extra ballots. They've been caught red-handed. Plus, Biden's a Chi-Com agent, so he's illegitimate regardless. But Trump just tweeted this 29 minutes ago. Heartwarming to see all of the... We'll put the tweet up on screen if we can. Heartwarming to see all of the tremendous support out there, especially the organic rallies that are springing up all over the country, including the big one on Saturday in D.C. I may even try to stop by and say hello. The election was rigged from Dominion all the way up and down. And so that's good, because that's why this is huge. Trump is building the evidence of fraud. It's there. It's incredible. I can't even keep track of it. There's so much. And the blocking poll watchers and not certifying machines and flipping numbers, I mean, it's incredible. That's why they're targeting his lawyers and threatening him to quit, because they know they're in trouble. That's why they just keep, like, you know, the Pope, like, oh, Joe Biden's the greatest Catholic. He's pro-abortion. I mean, this is sick. That's not a real Pope, folks. I mean, I'm not Catholic, but I study the Catholic Church. It's very famous, very important. I have a lot of friends that are Catholics. They do great work. And Pope John Paul II was like 180 degrees away from this Pope. He helped defeat communism. He was pro-life. And this new pope runs all these pedophile rings. I mean, that's not a pope, folks. That is a literal imposter. Whatever your church has been or was, this guy's bad. And Catholics see that. And it's the same thing. If your Protestant church isn't speaking up, they're bad. If your university isn't speaking up, they're bad. It's time for us to stop bowing to them like, oh, you're the liberals. Let me comply with you. It's like, don't say the N-word. Well, I never said that. I love black people. I love everybody. Good. Don't say mother and father. Well, why? Well, it hurts people's feelings. Maybe they don't have a mother and father. You see, it's always like they get you to go, oh, you can't say that. And you're like, well, I don't like the KKK. Okay, take their rights away. Now your rights are taken away. It's very elementary, my dear Watson. Ezra Levant is coming up. Very excited. I'm going to interview him for a segment. He's a great talk show host in his own right with Rebel Media. He's going to take over for two segments. And then we're going to have Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer hosting from D.C. Harrison's back in Austin, Texas. But let's go ahead and go back to that caller who's making a really, really important point about what's happening. Todd in Texas, start over. Some stations don't carry that first 5 minutes. Start over.
Okay, so what my point is that, you know, why this is happening now is because it's kind of like the chips are in, and people are starting to write articles such as Economists Are on the Run about Paul Krugman and the globalist economists that it hurt America, and now Paul Krugman is admitting he was wrong. And it's really absurd because he's saying that no one saw the pitfalls when we know that you've been doing it for the last 20 years, that we all, especially Ron Paul, was warning about this. And now that it's kind of like in the Terminator when when Skynet realizing it's losing and it has to drop the final nail. I was going to call in back in October and ask you, well, if they're admitting that globalism has failed, what's their next move? And I've realized this is it. There is nothing after.
Well, let me say this, Todd. Never truer words have been spoken. The globalists admit they were a system that claimed egalitarianism, freedom, redistribution. They hoarded everything. They all made trillions of dollars. And then they go, oh, we're liberal. We love black men. Oh, a cop shot an innocent black guy. Oh, let's have a, you know, it's a total distraction while they run Chinese slave camps for Christians, Buddhists, and Muslims and others. So you're absolutely right. This is just unprecedented. And this is their move to devastate the economy, to lock you in your house, to make you scared of a virus so you don't think about how they created all these derivatives and sold mortgages hundreds of times apiece and engaged in all this fraud and are involved in child kidnapping and child trafficking and Hollywood's collapsing. So they're collapsing. They want to hide their collapse by collapsing us, is what you're saying.
That's it. And there's one other point I want to make. I saw a disgusting interview between Paul Krugman and Bill Moyers where they had a book, and it was a bunch of statistics about inequality in America. And Paul Krugman, who, you know, is kind of the architect of a lot of this, of what we saw in American globalization.
Oh, yeah, Paul Krugman is an absolute demon.
He is blaming the inequity that they created with their globalization on race.
Listen, I'm going to let you go, Tom. You make great points. I remember like 5 years ago, the globalists were in the Financial Times. And it came out WikiLeaks, too. They said, we're in trouble. Everyone's on to us. Let's just have a race war. So that exactly. That's their rearguard action. That's their scorched earth policy. Let's go to Chase in California. Chase, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for taking my call over there. Hey, everybody out there, you need to go support InfoWars. Go get you some emergency food supply to protect your family, or go get you a hat or a shirt to spread the word. And here's the thing that you're going to get in there. You know, Alex, really cool. You send in a pocket constitution on every shipment. And right now is one of those times where that pocket constitution and that Declaration of Independence is very important. When you read that declaration, there's a long list of complaints. That was the main meat and potatoes of the declaration. And if you go to complaint number 13, it says, he has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our constitution and acknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. And that is exactly one of many that are being violated again today. But I want you guys, there's a little grain of good news, Alex. There's an article been going around by Reuters saying that 80% say that Biden won the White House. If you guys bring that article up, there's another little truth nugget in there, something that gives me hope. It also says that 3% of Americans believe that President Trump won the election. 3% of Americans are the original colonists that started the original revolution. So everyone out there, 3% can make a huge difference if you stand true. Patriots, you need to use this energy. You need to take action locally. Run for city council. Get onto Parler and start a national organization because they're actually allowing free speech. Local elections.
I was about to say, though, the awakening I'm seeing now should shake the globalists to their very foundations. That's why they're going to launch everything they've got. They realize this is a desperate gamble. They're in trouble. But let me be clear with you, sir. 3% did start the country and did win it. You're absolutely right. But, man, let me tell you, Trump won on a landslide. Everyone I know believes Trump won. Black, white, Hispanic, old, young. I mean, it's like 60% support Trump. Everybody knew Trump was working his ass off. No one votes for that dead zombie Biden and Kamala that had 0.5% support in Democrats. Everyone hates them. That's why the globalists chose them, because they're such weak puppets, they can control them. So I think we have 60%. It's just we have to convince ourselves that we are the majority and start not complying. They think they've got civil disobedience. How about we all start going and shutting down Google buildings? How about we start shutting down Target? How about we start shutting down all their operations instead of saying kill the police? How about we peacefully go out and block them and go to the Democrat mayor's houses and the legislatures and just live out their yards and follow them around and never stop? How about they get real civil disobedience on their little bullying asses? I appreciate your call. Ezra Levant is about to take over. He does an incredible job over at Rebel Media. He's a patriot. and I want to get his take on the Canadian lockdowns that are a model for here, the FEMA camps, the concentration camps they're announcing, and where this is going, his take on Trump and so much more. I'll interview him for one segment, and then Ezra Levant is going to take over, so I can go get ready with Owen Schroyer and others for operations here in D.C. tonight to expose what's happening. And then tomorrow, high noon, what's the name of the park? It's right by
Freedom Plaza.
Freedom Plaza. And they can also go to Owen's Parlor that he set up. Stop the Steel Caravan on Parlor. At Stop the Steel Caravan on Parlor, you can see all the updates, where we're going to be, what we're going to do. Owen and my son Rex Jones were out at the rally earlier at the White House, and Trump tweeted out while they were there. We're going to be there again tonight. I'm going to go bullhorn the White House. And it has an effect. Every time I bullhorn, it's on the news. People pick it up. It's good. It's so simple. We're going to be there. We're fighting hard. And Angela is telling Americans they better not show up. Screw you, you commies. Work for George Soros and the Chi-Coms. You claim you're the resistance. You work for the establishment. You are absolutely disgusting and a joke. And the public sees right through everything you're doing.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Up in Canada was scheduled to be on this hour, and I appreciate him coming on late because we got behind. We've got more breaking news. I'm going to interview him for a minute and then hand the baton over to him. But it's being coming out in the Washington Examiner and Just the News. Never bet against me. Trump makes first post-election comments, lays out path to victory. It's probably 2 weeks to 3 weeks to know. That's what President Trump told the Washington Examiner report Brian York today. In his first post-election comments on the state of the 2020 presidential election, Trump was optimistic, laying out a scenario in which he pulls out a key in battleground states and gets to the magic 270 votes in the Electoral College. We're going to win Wisconsin, the president said. Exclusive phone interview. Arizona, it's down to 8,000 votes. Yeah, he keeps trending to win. And if we can't do an audit of the millions of votes, we'll find 8,000 votes easily. If we can do an audit, we will be in good shape. Georgia, we're going to win because now we're going down to about 10,000, 11,000 votes, and we are hand counting, he said, referring to a call by Georgia Secretary of State to perform a hand count. Hand counting is the best. To do a spin of the machine doesn't mean anything. You pick up 10 votes, then you hand count. I think we're going to win Georgia. And he goes on to lay out Pennsylvania. Trump also presented a rosy view of North Carolina, where he leads by more than 70,000 votes, but they won't call it because they don't want him to have a win. He predicts a win there, unless, he said jokingly, they happen to find lots of votes like before. When are we going to put in these new North Carolina? When are they going to find a bunch from Charlotte? He goes into Pennsylvania. He goes into it all. It's up on InfoWars.com. Ezra Levant from Rebel Media, thank you for joining us. Let's talk a few minutes about the big picture, about lockdown, too, about Trump. You're a smart cookie. What is your gut telling you? What is that noodle telling you, Ezra?
Well, I think they're trying to condition Americans and the world to accept the fait accompli. That's why they're delaying these counts. That's why when Biden himself stands in front of a made-up thing, the office of the president-elect, that's not a thing. I mean, you may as well say I'm the king of the moon. Just because you put it in authoritative text on a banner behind you doesn't make it true. That was fake news, and that image was not censored on Twitter or anywhere. And you'll notice the first people around the world to call Biden to congratulate him were all the anti-American world leaders. Justin Trudeau of Canada boasted about being the first because they want to cement it. They want to project it. They want anyone to give up hope that it would be otherwise. And they want to curry favor with Biden if he actually does pull it off. They want to disparage Trump in any way. You'll notice that the savvier leaders, like the president of Mexico, the president of Russia, say, you know what? We'll actually wait till the thing's counted. But all your America haters who like a weak America, by the way, countries who are against Trump, they're not against Trump so much personally as that Trump makes America stronger. It demands from NATO allies that they spend more. It demands from other countries that the trade deals are fair. So when you have a foreign leader cheering a Biden America, they're actually cheering for a pushover America, whether it's Iran or Venezuela or countries like that or China, which has been exhilarated these last 2 weeks. That's what's going on. And the only question is, will 72 million Americans buy the lie?
Well, that's right, Ezra. Communist China saw their internal currency go up to all-time highs. They're celebrating, bragging, quote, Biden is in sync with us. We own him. I mean, they are just celebrating this.
Well, and it's absolutely official state-run media from China, the People's Daily, Global Times. These are mouthpieces in English for propaganda to the outside world. So these aren't just independent pundits. There is no such thing as an independent pundit in Chinese media. So when you see the mockery of Trump and the cheering of Biden, that is that country's dictatorship saying, thankfully, the trade battle's over, the skepticism of Huawei is over, pushing back against Chinese military expansionism. So what's happening is you see, and Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro himself tweeted how excited he was to have a dialogue with Biden and Harris. These people are telling you that if Biden actually pulls the thing off, and let's be candid, Alex, there's a real chance of that. I'm just saying that those who are assuming it's a fait accompli, they're trying to undermine America.
I mean, I totally agree. Clearly, there's a lot of election fraud. Clearly, they brought in votes later. It looks like they stole it. But if he's a Chinese agent, Biden, his son, we heard this whole time, if you're compromised, you can't be president. Well, Russiagate was made up, but Chinagate, wow, are they really going to put this doddering, crazy, compromised puppet that brags that he got, you know, $1 billion to Ukraine to drop investigations on his son? I mean, this just smells like a nightmare to me.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing is you look at Biden and, I mean, they give him a big injection in the tush of, I don't know, adrenaline and vitamin B, and he's good for half an hour, an hour. He actually managed not to stumble over himself too badly in the debates. But I don't believe he's going to be the de facto president. I think he's going to be more like a mascot, trot him out there. And what's curious to me, and you're starting to see it as he puts together his transition team so confidently that he's going to win these recounts. Those are the people I think we have to scrutinize. I truly don't. I mean, yes, you're going to have the Chinese connection and Hunter Biden can't believe his luck. He's going to be a billionaire out of this. But who will actually be making the decision? The chiefs of staff, the chiefs of staff for the different cabinet ministers. Who's in control? Is it the Ilhan Omar AOC wing of the party? That, I mean, what Joe Biden says and does, I mean, half the time he doesn't even know where he is. He is the facade, like in the Wizard of Oz. I want to see who's behind the scenes.
I totally agree with you. He's the curtain. And behind the scenes is Obama, is Hillary, is the Muslim Brotherhood, is the Chi-Coms, is the Russians. I mean, this is just open for business. I mean, this is incredible. It's like Biden will be the pimp, and then we are the person that gets raped here.
Well, the last count I saw is that more than 40 registered lobbyists have already joined the transition team. With Trump, one of the reasons the deep state hated him was not so much that they disagreed with him, but they didn't know how to connect with him, how to schmooze him, how to bend his arm. He didn't have access points. He didn't have pressure points. You couldn't tempt him with a sexy woman, with money, with influence, celebrity power. He already had all those things. So he was immune to the various traps that Hunter Biden ran into. So the deep state hated Trump, not just because they did disagree with him on things, but that they couldn't interact with him as they had with other swamp creatures before him and perhaps after him. So the
interregnum, he was an island unto himself. He really believed in America, was fair and pragmatic, believed in other countries' sovereignty, and that the bureaucracy didn't like the fact that they didn't have a president that they would come to with committees and have him agree to their policy, making them the president. They were pissed that there's actually a real president.
Yeah. You know, I mean, log rolling is a word that, I mean, you can use it positively or negatively. It's basically you do me a favor, I do you a favor. Trump doesn't really work that way. And I think Washington is excited, not just the Democrats, but all of Washington, every public sector bureaucrat, every government union. They're saying, oh, good, that irritant is gone. Let's go back to this, you know, irreplaceable deep state that never comes and goes. I think it's sad, and I'm a Canadian, and I'm worried about the effect on our country, because
absolutely,
as America goes.
Absolutely. Is the founder of Rebel Media. I'll tell you all about it. I'm introducing next segment. He takes over. They've also got draconian lockdowns around the world, and Canada's the epicenter. America.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Supermel Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't need to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency center.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Selling book, The China Virus, banned twice by Amazon. And it is the China virus. It is the globalist virus. It is the Wuhan virus. It is the Fauci virus. It is the Bill Gates virus. And I just hope none of this is said. I mean, I was on Tim Pool's show, big podcast last night. I'm like, hey, you know, it's in Newsweek, it's in the New York Post, it's in BBC, that Wuhan and the lab and Gates and Fauci, you know, like, that's crazy. They pull it up, it's there. They don't even know that stuff. And Tim Pool's a smart guy. So it's crazy times to be alive right now. Ezra, you got the floor of the next two segments. And I really appreciate it. I'll see everybody at the march tomorrow. We've got the war room coming up. We'll be back on that. But Ezra, we really appreciate your brother take over.
My pleasure. Great to be in the chair. Thanks for the trust that your invitation shows for me. Hello to Alex's viewers around the world. I'm based here in Canada with RebelNews.com, but we deeply believe in freedom and we believe in the success of the United States. Although we're proud Canadians, we understand that America is the bulwark of liberty against so many forces of tyranny, including from China. And if I may, Alex just a moment ago mentioned my book, China Virus. That book was not controversial. There's a ton of footnotes in it. Really, everything there was confirmed by legacy media, mainstream media. There were no speculative theories in it. But because it contradicted, quote, official sources, it was banned by Amazon.com, which is the number one bookstore in the world. So I wrote the book. We went to upload it as we've uploaded our previous 14 books we published. It was rejected for 2 months. They fought us, claiming it contradicted official narratives. That was the language they used, official sources. We tried to inquire with lawyers. Are those Canadian sources? Are those World Health Organization sources? Maybe those are Chinese sources. What do you mean by an official source? Then one day they relented. They didn't even explain why. They uploaded the book to Amazon. It went to number one in Canada. And within a week they banned it again. They took it down and gave the same explanation again. It contradicted official sources. It was down for a week. They banned it and then they unbanned it again. As of this moment, it's unbanned. But this goes to so many issues. It goes to censorship. It goes to the tech oligarchs that have so much control over our lives. It goes to the fact that you're not even allowed to criticize official sources. We don't dispute that we criticize official sources, that our point of view may be alternative or dissident. That's the whole point. Now, Alex invited me to talk about some issues regarding pandemic lockdowns in Canada and the world. And I want to show you a clip from Canada's chief public health officer, our version of Dr. Fauci. Her name is Theresa Tam, and she actually served on the World Health Organization at the same time as working as Canada's, as Justin Trudeau's chief public health officer. So which is it? How can you serve two masters, work for the UN's World Health Organization controlled by China, and at the same time work for Justin Trudeau? What if there's a contradiction? What if there's a difference of opinion? Well, I'll show you what Theresa Tam stands for. This is a clip from a Canadian National Film Board documentary where Theresa Tam wasn't yet the chief public health officer of the country. Listen to her talk prospectively about what she would do if she ever had the chance to people who refused to comply with government orders, to take a government vaccine, to be locked down. Take a look at this. This woman is named Theresa Tam. She is Canada's chief public health officer.
I think the public has to know this is one of the worst case scenarios in terms of an infectious disease outbreak, and that their cooperation is sought. If there are people who are non-compliant, there are definitely laws and public health powers that can quarantine people in mandatory settings. It's potential you could track people, put bracelets on their arms, have police and other setups to ensure quarantine is undertaken. It is better to be preemptive and precautionary and take the heat of people thinking you might be overreactionary, get ahead of the curve, and then think about whether you've overreacted later. But it's such a serious situation that I think decisive early action is the key.
Police checkpoints are set up on all the bridges, and everyone leaving the city is required to show proof of vaccination. Those who refuse to cooperate are taken away to temporary detention centers.
It's almost like that was a plan as opposed to a hypothesis. That was a documentary where Theresa Tam sort of brainstormed what would happen if a pandemic broke out in the Canadian city of Montreal. And alas, now she's in a position to actually action those items. I know that InfoWars played this video earlier. It's a Canadian provincial politician in our great province of Ontario asking about planned quarantine facilities. Take a quick look. We're not going to play the whole thing, but here's Randy Hillier asking a question, and he got no answer about plans for quarantine facilities across Canada. Take a look.
For Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston.
Thank you, Speaker. My question is to the Premier. In my supplemental question yesterday, I asked this government if the people of Ontario should prepare for internment camps. In September, the federal government posted a call for expressions of interest for contractors to supply, provide, and manage quarantine isolation camps throughout every province and every territory in Canada. These quarantine isolation camps, however, are not limited to people with COVID, but provide a wide latitude for many people to be detained. Surely this government is aware of the intentions to build these isolation camps from coast to coast. And my question to the Premier is, how many of these camps will be built, and how many people does this government expect to detain?
Question. Government House Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is very true that when people leave the country and when they come back in, that the province is suggesting, and the federal government, in cooperation with the federal government, we are suggesting that people isolate themselves. That has been a practice that has been very successful, not only here in the province of Ontario, but across Canada. And we will, of course, be redoubling our efforts to make sure that the people of the province of Ontario remain safe, Mr. Speaker. So if the member is referring to the fact that that one of the public health policies is that when you return from a jurisdiction outside of the province of Ontario or from another country, that you isolate yourself for 2 weeks. I would suggest that has been a good policy that has been working. In fact, this House has been doing the same thing since we came back. We are working in cohorts to make sure that the Legislative Assembly can continue to operate. That's why we have two separate cohorts.
The answer was about coming in from foreign countries and there's a quarantine, but let me show you the actual document. This is called a request for information put out by Canada's Public Works Agency. So this is a document published by the Trudeau government of Canada asking private contractors, so if you run a hotel, if you're a private prison contractor, anyone in the private sector, this was a document put up on the official government website calling for not bids at this phase, but for ideas, brainstorming. They called it a request for information. And let me read a little bit from paragraph C, where they talk about background, if you can see that there. I just want to read one sentence from about two-thirds of the way down. The sentence says, over time, the use of the designated quarantine sites, DQS, may be temporarily discontinued until needed again by the Government of Canada, or may be used for other requirements. So these could be just for people who are coming in from a foreign country and have to quarantine for a couple weeks, or they could be used for other requirements. Let me read just one more sentence before we go to a break. In anticipation of a possible continued need for quarantine sites over the next 1 to 2 years. So these quarantine sites aren't temporary. They could be here for years to come. We have to take a short break now, but when we come back, I want to show you how this public health mandate is being used to censor.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the frozen north, it's not actually that frozen. I'm here in Toronto, Canada. Canada, America's greatest ally, but unfortunately, it's a place that doesn't have all of America's freedoms. I showed you before the break some of the internment camp dreams of our chief public health officer. I don't think you ever had Anthony Fauci talk in that crazy way, but arresting people, detaining them till they get a jab. That's Canada's public health officer, Theresa Tam. I also showed you a request for information from the Public Works Department of Canada looking for private companies, prison companies, hotel companies, who knows, to give the government information. It wasn't a request for a proposal. It was a request for information. They wanted big ideas from the private sector for building and running these quarantine facilities. They were described as a place for quarantining travelers, but for other purposes, too, used for other requirements, and most ominously, this would continue for 1 or 2 years. Well, we're based here in Canada. We have a lot of American viewers, but we also have a very powerful journalist in Australia. Maybe you've heard of him. His name is Avi Yamini, and he's done outstanding journalism there. I'll get to Avi in a moment, but first I want to show you, if you think things are bad in America, and I tell you they're worse in many ways in Canada, in Europe. The UK's gone nuts. But let me show you a minister in the Australian government. This was in August, I believe, talking about what they would do if they got a vaccine. And they were talking about a made-in-China vaccine hastily rushed to market. Listen to the phrase, no jab, no pay. Take a listen to this.
Have absolutely no doubt about that, but there will be strong, you know, I suspect the majority of Australians will get vaccinated, and there will be a strong public view that those who choose not to get vaccinated need to, there needs to be some sort of incentive stick, perhaps, through the current programs, including No Jab, No Pay, to make that happen. So I think that is a very reasonable interpretation of what the PM had to say today. Again, looking at specific things like not being able to go into restaurants, not being able to travel internationally, not...
Did you hear that? Now, he used the phrase no jab, no pay. I've also heard in Australia no jab, no play, that kids would not be allowed to go to school, to join sports leagues, to go to clubs. But I've watched that clip about four times. Every time he says no jab, no pay, by jab they mean taking the vaccine, no going to a restaurant, no travel. And how would all this be tracked? Why, it's by the same sources where the vaccine in that case would come from China, China's social credit system. They're getting you conditioned to using the apps, these tracing apps, these warning apps. Just go on the app. We promise your privacy is protected. We only have a few minutes left in the show before I hand it over to Nick Begich, who will take over at the top of the hour. But I told you that I'm in Canada, and rebelnews.com is the name of our company, but we're in America, we're in Canada, in the UK. We've got a journalist in Australia, you've probably seen him on the internet, he fights like hell. And I just showed you that clip of the Australian cabinet minister saying Australians should get used to the idea of no jab, no pay, you can't go to a restaurant, you can't travel, but it's voluntary vaccine, mind you. Avi Amini, our reporter down under, has been covering the lockdowns there. And in the Australian state of Victoria, they've had the strictest lockdowns in the world, even stricter than China. Police checkpoints on the road, fines for being more than 5 kilometers from your house, curfews, of course, permits to go out. Avi's been personally assaulted by police. He's suing police right now for a false arrest and assault. So that was covering the pandemic protests, the anti-lockdown protests. But there was a global warming protest just last week in Australia. And like the Black Lives Matter protests earlier this summer, the police couldn't be happier about it. They were rolling out the red carpet for Black Lives Matter protests and global warming protests. But Avi Yamini, one of our journalists who has been skeptical of the lockdown, I want you to see how using the powers of the pandemic lockdown, using the health emergency in Australia, which is one of the freest countries in the world, they went after our reporter. We won't watch the whole clip, but let's watch a good few minutes of this. Take a look.
Hey, go, mate.
Hey, how you going?
How you going?
Yes, right? What's your name, please?
Avi Amini.
Yes, can you please get some identification for me, Avi?
That's my media press card, government, Commonwealth.
Yep, do you have your license on you?
I do too, yeah, but that's my government issued. Yeah, no problem.
Sure.
Do you want a copy of my passport or my license?
Either one of those would be fine, thanks.
There you go.
Here to protest,
no, I've got my Commonwealth issued from the Australian government press pass.
Happy with that, aren't you?
I am. I really love it because that's my press pass.
Can you spell your first name for me, please?
Avraham, A-V-R-A-H-A-M. Surname, Yamini, Y-M-I-N-I.
Your date of birth, please.
17/10/85.
What's your purpose for being here?
I'm covering. There's a
side of your 25K.
That's okay. I'm working in the media.
Do you have your
a copy of my permit? I don't have on me now, to be honest, but
okay, you don't have your copy of your permit on you, so I'm going to ask you to leave. You're outside of your 25K.
That's right. I'll get a copy now sent to you here. I'm not going to move on. No, like, with all due respect, this is my job, this is what I'm paid for, you're doing your job, nobody's hindering you from doing your job, you know who I am very well. We have a current case with Victoria Police and the Supreme Court. The last couple of rallies, you've understood that, and we've been, we've worked really well together. I'm not here to bother you guys from doing your job, but you're not going to move me on from doing my job. I can give you a copy of my worker's permit. I'll get that sent now here. And otherwise, I will fill another one out here right now. Otherwise, you can go ahead and issue whatever fine you want to issue while I'm doing my job with my Commonwealth press card, which is quite obvious what I'm doing here, working. It's interesting, isn't it? There's been zero cases for a week now, and they're trying to intimidate me to leave from doing my job because I forgot the piece of paper back at home, which is more than 25 k's from here. This is all because of coronavirus. For your safety at home, right now, this is what's happening. The funny thing is, every other protest in this state since Black Lives Matter have been met with brute force. You saw Tuesday, pepper spray deployed on peaceful protests. But today, for some reason, there's a big police presence and there are some protesters that set up a stand. Suddenly, COVID is fine. The problem is Avi Yemini is outside of his 25 kilometres. We better jail him. I think that's a good idea. I need to fill out another work permit. I forgot.
I've got an empty one for you.
Can you bring it?
Yes.
Thank you. And a pen. Oh, God. You know, guys, no matter what they think about Monica, she's actually all right.
They know who you are, don't they?
I know. They're having a laugh.
Okay.
All right, here you go.
That's our reporter, Avi Yemini. The police know who he is. He's suing those police for arresting him, throwing him to the ground at a previous pandemic rally. By the way, he's not a protester. He's a journalist, as you can see. Did you see the hassle? And I don't know if you heard those key words. I have my permit. I have my press pass. The kind of paperwork and rules and red tape, you heard he mentioned 25 kilometers. They recently released, it used to be a 5 kilometer from your house rule. Now it's 25 kilometers. There's not a single case of the virus in the entire Australian state of Victoria. It's about 6.5 million people, the main city of Melbourne. There's not a single case. And did you see what those police were doing? They didn't like Avi. He's been a burr under their saddle, been a pain in their neck. And so, where's your papers? Your papers. They interrupted him. He was interviewing someone at this global warming rally. But they honed in on him, and what gives them that power? What gives them that right? The pandemic, obviously. Well, we have to do it. It's an emergency. Look at that. He was interviewing that man, and they just came right in and said, show us your papers, and they knocked him off his course for 10 minutes there. And I don't know if you heard that one cop said, I'm going to ask you to leave. The implication being, if you don't leave, you'll be arrested. Now, we're suing them on behalf of Avi, and I think we're going to win. I've only got a few seconds left here today. It's been a pleasure being with you, telling you a little bit of what's going on in Canada and Australia. If you want to learn more, go to our website, rebelnews.com. You can see, I mean, there's a story right there, a great story about a conservative MP who is for the lockdown, so all the bars in this city have banned him for life. I love that story. All right, it's time for me to say goodbye. Up next is Nick Begich. Go to rebelnews.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.